Yivam is perik yudal mishne gimel. Shnei achim chershim nisun l'shtei achoyos chershois. Here we have a case of a double case, which is the rabbanon. Two brothers with two sisters. L'shtei achoyos pikchois. The first case is they're both married, two couples married rabbanon, two brothers, two sisters. The yivam, of course, is going to be complicated. L'shtei achoyos pikchois, or two chershim, are married midrabbonon to two sisters that are pikchois. So again, the marriage is midrabbonon, but over here the sisters are pikchois. Oy l'shtei achoyos, achas chareshes v'achas pikachas. Here's a more complicated case, because one marriage is the oiraisa, and one is, I'm sorry, both of them are derabbonon, achas chareshes. One of them is a double derabbonon, because it's a cheresh with a chareshes. One of them is only derabbonon, mitzad him, because he's a chersh, but she's a bikachas. Oy shtei achoyos chershois, nesuos l'shnei achim pikchim. Two sisters that are chershois got married to two brothers that are pikchim. So again, you have two brothers and two sisters, but the mice in the marriage is in the rabbanon because the women are chershois. Oy l'shnei achim chershin, or two sisters that are chershois got married to brothers that are chershin, right in the rabbanon. Oy l'shnei achim, echad chersh ve'echad pikeach. Or two brothers, one's a chersh, one's a bikach. Vinishvi, the marriage over here is midrabbonon. Both marriages are midrabbonon. Hare einlu, peturas minachalitza minayibim. Look at the whole thing in a bubble of only being midrabbonon. Klapi the world of midrabbonon, there would be yibim v'chalitza, but over here, shtei achim and shtei achoyes. So Mel, there's always going to be, when one falls, it's always going to be achoyes ishtoi. So treat it the same way you treated the rice on a midrabbonon level. There's nothing complicated about this. So Mel, there's a p'tur minachalitza minayim. V'mhoyu nochriyois. If there's a situation where it's not two sisters, so then if one brother, the cheresh, dies, so then the other one can be miyabim. Yichnois, we'll call it a yibim in the rabbanon. V'mrotzu lahoitzu yetziu. Again, you can give a get, because they're misakin a get for a chereshes. Mishneh Dalid is now going to make things a little bit more complicated. Shnei achim, echad cheresh ve'echad bikeach. Two brothers, one of them has a marriage midrabbonon because it's a cheresh with a pikachas. One of them is a marriage that's deraisa. The pikach and the pikachas, of course, are married deraisa. Meis cheresh bala pikachas. The cheresh dies. His wife, who's married to him midrabbonon is zekuka to the pikachas. Mayasa pikech bala pikachas. He has a little bit of a problem. He's married to his wife, and now he has his wife's sister, who's kuka to him. Teitzim shum achoyes isha. Okay, so it's not a problem because there's a kuka. It's not a chal because it's achoyes ishtoi. No worse than it would be two derabbanans if he's, the marriage is deraisa, and now the zik is derabbanan. Of course, there's a ptur of achoyes isha. But what do you do the other way? Meis pikeach bal pikachas. If the pikeach bal pikachas dies, now his wife midereisa is kuka to that cheresh. The cheresh has a zika to his brother's wife. His own wife is married to him in the rabbanon, but she's a chois ishtev zika. Mayasa cheresh bal pikachas. He's stuck. The zika will be chal deraisa, he can't get rid of that. And he has nothing to do with it, because he can't give chalitza or yibum on a deraisa diga level. He's a cheresh. So Meli, he's stuck with the zika to his sister-in-law, and he's stuck with that zika in two ways. First of all, his sister-in-law never is stuck. Second of all, klapi, his wife, she's going to be a skuka, she's going to be a chois kukase forever. So Meli has no choice. Maitzi ishte beget, which he can do. Nothing you can do about that.